الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين خرجوا من ديارهم وهم ألوف حذر الموت فقال لهم الله موتوا ثم أحياهم إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. In the previous ayats, rukus, various aspects of talaq and iddat, etc., all was discussed. And that comes to an end here. And that is discussed in other places in the Quran also, other matters. However, as we will remember from the beginning of the second quarter of Sayyakur, where Allah Ta'ala had given an index of all righteous deeds, all that we have to be doing, and consequently from there till here, about almost three quarters supara, Allah Ta'ala discussed various matters of our deen. And the whole Quran Sharif discusses all those matters. And in order to practice on deen, in between Allah taught us the ayat of protecting, guarding our namazas. How much we will make our namazas correct, so much we will be able to practice on deen correctly. Other two things which also are an impediment which block us from practicing on the deen of Allah properly and fully. One is our stinginess. We don't want to spend our money in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And the other is our life. We don't want to give our life, starting from just sacrificing for namaz, etc., and finally reaching to the stage that a person gives his life for Allah Ta'ala. So in these ayat in front, in this ruku, and the two rukus, Allah Ta'ala explains that we should be ready to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and we should be ready to sacrifice in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Then to practice on the whole of deen will become easy. Otherwise, when we don't want to spend, we hold back our money, and it is of no avail if we keep it back. The most it will stay with us is still more. At the time of more, it will leave us, we will leave our money. And our lives also, the most is going to stay with us is still more. And a person is going to die. Whether he dies voluntarily, happily, he has prepared for akhirat, and happily he goes, or involuntarily, and he hasn't prepared, and he doesn't want to die, he's also going to die, and he's going to get a bad mort, Allah save us all. And if a person prepares and he goes voluntarily, he gets a much more superior life, much more better life in the akhirat. For the first, Allah Ta'ala said that the one fiqhu fi sabilillah, and spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And for the others, Allah said, "As-sabirin al-ba'sa'i wa-d-dharra'i huwahin al-ba'as." Those who make sabr in all difficult conditions, starting from the time of our namazes, and speaking the truth, lowering our gazes, all these things we have to make sabr. Our nafs wants to do all the wrong things. Fajr time, we still want to sleep. We are lazy to get up, especially if we didn't have a good night's rest or we slept late for some reason. Then we want to sleep, but to make sabr and to get up. And the height of it is when a person gives his life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. For that now, in this ayat that comes, Allah explains, in the people of before, when there was a pandemic, and in the fear of the pandemic, they all left their homes and ran away to escape the pandemic. Allah Ta'ala decreed mort for them, and they all died. Their Nabi was his steel, alayhi salatu wassalam. He made dua to Allah that they must come back to life. They were brought back to life again. And now it was said, now bring proper iman, that you died and you saw the akhirat also. Now when you have seen with your eyes, there should be absolutely nothing to stop you from bringing iman. What we hear and what has come to us, and our iman is not on that, though that is of a superior nature. As Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that there are people who are more superior. We asked, who are the most superior people? They said that we are the most superior, we are the Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is not sufficient for your superiority that you saw me and you know the Quran was revealed. The people who will come later who did not see me and they bring iman. They did not see the environment of Quran being revealed, but they bring iman on Quran Sharif. So that iman is very great that we believe without seeing. And these people who were brought back to life, they saw and they brought iman. But this is also a means for making the iman very strong. So Allah explains this in the Quran Sharif so that we take lesson from there. And our iman on all the maghibat, all the unseen things, we don't see Allah Ta'ala, we bring iman. We have not seen Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we bring iman. We don't see the life of the qabr, but it's 100% there. Jannat and Jahannam is there. The day of Qiyamah, so we bring iman on all of that. So it is very necessary that a person spends money. And as he spends, as one lady Sahabi came to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasalam, and asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that they don't have the love of Akhirah and they don't have the desire to die. So they asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam for the treatment of that. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, a person's heart is where his money is. So send your money in Akhirat, spend it for Allah's sake. Then automatically, when your money is there, you are loved there. And if you leave your money here, you are loved the dunya. Then you won't want to part from it. And in any case, we are going to part from it, whether willingly or unwillingly. And if we spend it, and the more a person starts spending, little, starting doing our zakat properly, and then wherever any occasion comes, and we try and spend, we will see the love of Akhirat coming into our heart. Desire for Akhirat will come into our heart. And the other is to sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala. And the sacrifice starts by living an Islamic life. We sacrifice and we don't live like the non-Muslims. Their dressing, their lifestyle, all the things that they do, their type of education, etc. Everything of theirs we sacrifice. And the height of it is when we give our lives. And when we start with the small things and we carry on, Allah will make that also like it was a 100% reality with the Sahaba. They preferred shahadat over life. They preferred maut over woman and wine. They preferred becoming shaheed and going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Today, we small things also we are not prepared to sacrifice. So we should start with that. So in that way, Allah has explained this incident here, that when this pandemic came and all these people ran away from their homes to save themselves from death. Yeah, at this time, we all got stuck in our homes to save ourselves from death. But for whom death was written, whether they stayed at home and did not open the door also. Those people also died. In fact, a male doctor and his wife, female doctor, both of them who did not even open the door to go out, they also died in the pandemic. So wherever maut is written, that yaqeen comes to a Muslim. That wherever maut is written, maut is going to find me. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wherever you are, maut will find you. Even if you are in strong force and you protect yourself fully, where maut is written, that must be the yaqeen of a mu'min. But unfortunately, with this pandemic that came, many of us, we tried and escaped the maut. And nobody can escape maut. And if maut is not written, you can go right into the jaws of maut, but you won't die. How many people in such accidents where the car becomes like a sardine box? where it is completely a write-off and the person comes out without a scratch. Little baby comes out without a scratch. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. In a fast-moving train in India, where your mother went with a little baby to the toilet, and in the toilet in the train, it is just an opening, and it goes down onto the ground, all the waste and pulp, and that baby in this express fast train slipped from her hands and went down the toilet. She screamed, and when they brought the train to a standstill and went back and looked, the child was playing happily, lying on the ground and without, as though nothing happened to it. Otherwise, it's impossible to believe that a person can get saved. Mort and life is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes a person in the comfort of his bed, nothing wrong with him, and the next you find that he has passed away. He went in sleep. So how many people who pass away in their sleep, they went in sleep, nothing wrong. And in this, they never woke up from their sleep again. So this all is to give us that yaqeen, that maut is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And with this experience of the pandemic, it should make our iman stronger. Those of us who earn should make tawbah and should make our iman stronger. If after all this mistake, and we don't learn a lesson to strengthen our iman, and to correct our Islam, then we are worse than animals that we don't take a lesson. We all went through it for about this 2-year period, and we all should take this lesson and make our iman more stronger on the being of Allah Ta'ala.